Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Paul Simard. I live in Bristol, New Hampshire. I've been down to testify on a few of these bills. The question that we have in front of us is for House Bill 580, which would establish a comprehensive energy policy for the state of New Hampshire. That's what it's asking for. This is not a question of politics. This is not a question of science. Everyone is in favor of renewables. Everyone is in favor of reducing our dependence on foreign oil. The question is, when does a private company in search of profits have more rights than the private citizen who owns property in the state of New Hampshire? That is the question.
No.
Power lines and windmills in your backyard will not add to your property value. Within the industry itself, there seems to be some disagreements over who will be supplying power, oil, natural gas, coal, hydro, or wind. In the Orleans Record in Vermont, there was a story about curtailments. Curtailments are when the ISO of New England puts a clamp down on the amount of energy that can be produced and fed into the grid. They caught some of the producers by surprise, the Vermont Electrical Co-op in particular, and they're questioning whether it will be allowing to they question whether they will be allowed to produce as much electricity as they can. Before you allow utilities to infringe on property owners' rights, before you allow energy transmission lines to destroy our state's natural beauty and devastate our northern tourist-based economy, wouldn't it be prudent to study all alternatives before we allow these people to go on? I served on a 361 commission this last summer. And that was a commission that looked at the feasibility of burying power lines. The conclusion was, yes, we can bury power lines. We can do these things, and we don't have to destroy the value of people's property. The question I posed last summer was, why are we still paying the sixth highest energy rates in the nation? And I was told it was because of our renewable energy portfolio. It was out of balance. That portfolio was set back in 2003 when we overhauled our energy program. That was a mistake because technology moves on. Back then, we projected wind energy as being a primary source of power for the future. That is no longer true. Solar is gaining strength. Solar can be available at 12 cents a kilowatt hour. Solar doesn't require the transmission infrastructure that wind and hydro and coal and oil and atomic requires. We need to look at new technologies. So I urge you to pass House Bill 580, and let's get on with setting new priorities. Let's get on with unhobbling the state of New Hampshire and what the northern part of the state is going through. I know from Concord South and Concord North are like two different states. The northern part of this state is here today to tell you what their needs are. Please don't tell these people that you're going to ignore them and push Northern Pass and wind power through for the northern part of the states. So please support House Bill 580.
Thank you. Any questions for former Representative Simard? Thank you very much.